Monday here on the show, and every Monday we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Monday. That's where we talk hot news, hot mess, hot music, and of course, we can't finish every Monday without doing the recap of another week in the NFL. So we'll be definitely going in about that. Now wait, cannot wait. My special guest will be checking in a bit. My special guest co-host, yeah, she got a chance to meet her last week. My girl, SK Susie, be in the building. Can't wait. Chop it up with her again. Got a lot on the plate today to chop up. And one thing I will say, yeah, it's been another crazy week in football. Another crazy week. You've also got to see some scrimmages already as far as the NBA. So those of you that love the NBA so much, you know, you got a chance to see it all kind of materialize, you know, this weekend, all the different scrimmages going on. So we go to the NBA slowly coming back because the season is on its way. So there you go, everyone. But in the building right now, checking in with now my special guest co-host this week, who was on here last week. What's up, SK Susie? What's good?
What's up? What's good? How you doing, Sadie J?
I'm good. You know, the Cowboys won again.
Yeah. I know you were talking about the NBA. That boy, E-Chai, he's playing for the Bulls, man. He's from my hometown, so I'm excited about that.
I see.
Yeah, you can hear me smiling over the phone. You like them Cowboys?
Yeah, them Cowboys, man, they showing up, man. You know, we got a couple bandwagons trying to like the team. I hate that. There's nothing mean. Of course, there's some people who just love the game of football, so they don't really have a team they call their team. But
right.
Sometimes the way some of these people bandwagon is just so annoying.
Well, I can agree with you on that, but I'm from Chicagoland, so Chicago all the way. I'm not going any other way.
And that's just how it is. That's a good look because, I mean, they be cracking me up, man. You got to hang in with your team all day, every day. Win, lose,
yeah,
or draw. You got to hang in with them.
Right.
And, like, I'm a Yankees fan, but, and, you know, we are the most winningest team in the MLB, but you know we've had a lot of rough seasons in recent years, and so you know some people don't cheer more because they don't see, you know, they don't see them in the series all the time or whatever.
Right.
But that don't mean you should not just cheer more. You know, when they get them championships, you cheer them more. It's just not going to be that easy, and eventually other teams are going to get good too. So I think it's good that the other team is starting to win. It just shows that, you know, everyone all wants to throw this tag at the Yankees about how we bought our championships, but that's not the case. Last time I checked, the whole entire league does not have a salary cap, so that's not on us. I mean, you see the other teams buying like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't know what
you
to say
about
that.
You probably know
about
that more than me, Sadie J.
Oh yeah, I'll be on my sports stuff, be on top of this a little bit, you know, I'm not a little side.
I don't know. I don't think sports I don't think sports are as good as they were when I was growing up. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just the era or what, but, I mean, it was like real, like, die-hard type of game. And it was like, you know, it was really something exciting to watch. Now, it's like, touch football.
You know what it is? I think it's more so what it is. It's all the behind-the-scenes drama that's going on with it now. Between behind-the-scenes drama with everything that's a major professional sport that gets a lot of love. There's so much drama. I mean, for instance, you know, we'd be able to focus more on Floyd Mayweather's boxing if we didn't have to hear all the time all the stuff he has going on.
Love sweaty men. Say that again.
And I was saying that, you know, for instance, like with Floyd Mayweather and boxing and whatnot, you know, a lot of times with that, you know, we can't even pay attention to that really because we obviously got to hear about all his drama. You know, it just gets out of hand. And
right,
I think that's what's kind of messing up
with
sports. Right.
Yeah.
Can't read.
Yeah. It's like
all
the reality
kind of
TV. Yeah. At one point, all of that was pretty much hidden. You know, you didn't see that side of athletes and you didn't see that side of celebrities. It was just entertainment. You know what I mean? You did a job and that's what you were paid to do, was to entertain. So now it's like, it's run over into your personal life. And it's like, okay, well, people making money off of, you know, reality shows. And it's like, okay, well, if that's the hustle that you have, I mean, if that's what you want, you know what I mean, if you really want people in your business. I know Raven Simone had done an interview with Oprah talking about how she was able to keep herself out of the, you know, drama and stuff. But, you know, it's pretty not, like she said, it's not rocket science. Like, you have to be willing to sit down sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, not always trying to be in the public eye if that's not what you want. You know what I mean? So it depends on the person.
Right. I mean, it's funny because everybody has to say all this stuff about how they want to be famous. But the thing is, are you ready to pay the price of what it takes to be famous? There are going to be people trying to be in your business all the time. So what do you do to stay successful, yet, you know, you just got to try to stay positive, steer clear of every negative influence that tries to come your direction.
Yeah, that is very true.
And, people always want to get mad and say, well, why do you have all these expectations on athletes all the time or actors? And you know why? That's why they pay y'all so much. They pay you so much not only because you do good at your job, but because you are going to be a representation of the public in the public eye all the time. So they're paying you to be
product
a good representation.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't come out there acting the fool. If that was the case, you know, we're just going to get money and let anybody act the fool. Let's pay these teachers more money. I mean, I talk about that all the time, that it's funny that these teachers back in high school and elementary and middle school and all that, they help pave a way for you to get to a certain position.
Right. The role models are the celebrities now. That's what
exactly.
They want you to believe, basically. But I believe your role model is whoever you looked up to. I mean, it takes a community to raise a kid, but people don't have that philosophy anymore, I don't think. Like, it's more or less, don't put your hands on my baby. Don't be touching my shorty. I'll beat your bitch. You know, it's, you know, come on.
You mean
kids and
in
adults.
A social
the
media
adults are sometimes
world.
Worse than the kids, so what can you do?
Yeah, I think it's also to the fact that we're in such a social media-driven world. I mean, everybody wants to try to be, want a piece of that 15 seconds of fame. that they're willing to do right. anything to get it. And it's ridiculous. Like, people just see, oh, if I do this stupid thing real quick, or if I fight somebody, I mean, for me, I just hate seeing grown people fight. If it ain't boxing or UFC, I don't want to see a grown person fighting. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, yeah, man, I'm just out here repping my set, man. That's why I be fighting, you know. You know, you got to stand with your own, stand on your own 2 feet.
I feel
you know,
like this. If you don't
ridiculous.
Own property, if you're not paying taxes on property, you have no set to represent.
Thank you.
Period.
Oh, my God.
If you don't pay
well,
property that... taxes, if you don't pay taxes, you don't have a set. Period.
Right. You instead of having a set, you need to set your ass down.
Right. Set your ass down.
That was me. For those who didn't catch on, that was me saying sit down in a country tone.
Right. Set your ass down.
Okay, we're gonna go to a quick song break. Y'all gonna say I'm really childish for this. Really childish. We're gonna let the song play itself and let it. I'll say the name of the song got there because I ruined the surprise if I tell y'all. So I'll play it and then get a good laugh and we'll be back right here on Life for the Dust Live. Your boy Sunny Jane, the great SK Susie in the building. Let's go.
Yeah.
Man, Big King.
Are you from Houston?
Man, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, and I'm a female.
Y'all ain't figured out my strategy yet, hmm? I sit at home and I watch Scandal and I wait for dumb shit to happen. And you jam this shit because I say, hold up. What up, PA? Pimp Squad. Club, floor, Ryan, slab, I
hold it down.
If y'all see me getting money, you
legally blind.
H-Tommy, Ryan, slab, we
hold it down.
Yo, if y'all see PA get money, you
legally blind.
Pimp Squad. POP. That's my set. I remember Pill Squad. Oh, my God. What the heck is going on? And see, that's the type of stuff we're talking about right there. That was kind of the correlation why I played it. People just be doing it. I mean, sometimes people don't be trying to be on YouTube. They don't try to be on YouTube. They just sound so stupid that they end up becoming a YouTube thing.
Yeah, it becomes viral by default, maybe. I don't know. I don't, speak on that. If one person don't like it, somebody else will. That's how I feel about it.
I got a couple of things I want to throw onto the plate of foolishness for the week. Because last year you were on here, it wasn't quite that month yet. It wasn't October yet, so I didn't get a chance to chop it up with you on this. But it is now officially October, which highlights two things. Most people know it for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
And the other one is Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well.
Really? Okay, I learn something new every day. I was going to say the Harvest Moon and maybe Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's Halloween, too, but, I was going for those two. Halloween, that's kind of, I'll get to that one next, too, because I talk about what I'm going to be this year. I already got my costume on the way.
Goody. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Stop the Violence Awareness Month, you said?
Don't
beat up my boobs.
Yeah. Hide your kids, hide your wife month.
Okay.
Hide your husband, because sometimes some of the abusers are women. And that's one thing I will be highlighting this month. I'll be talking on the air from time and whatnot. Is that I want to make sure that people get it very clear, because as much as we want to make fun, we continuously try to negate the fact domestic violence is a two-sided coin, because there are not only women being abused by their husbands, but there are husbands being abused by their wives. And no,
that
I'm not just talking about verbally. I'm talking about physically.
Yeah, because I like
to
throw stuff.
See, you got to watch out for you. I definitely hope she's now. I hope she's related to you, because she did a lot. Cool point. A cool point for out the window, and that don't be that again.
Right. I throw a pillow at you. I'm going to throw some popcorn in your mouth. Catch it. You don't catch it.
That's a question there. See, because, where exactly, at what point do you say it is what it is? Because, there's some couples, they like to play fight.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Wrestling into foreplay, that's cool.
But if you get too rough, at what point does it become, and I'm not trying to be funny and facetious. Right.
I mean, some people like S&M, like where they get brutal. Yeah, I mean, it depends on your level of what you want. Everybody is not the same.
I mean, because I'm going to use the perfect example. And people that listen to this show, I'm gonna let you know right now. This ain't regular TV, regular
some
radio.
Some people like
to
pick up the car batteries. I don't know.
I tell it like it is. I'm gonna record like something, because what you just said, it made a perfect segue. So, for instance, Rihanna And right after the incident with Chris Brown, the whole situation of the Mexican abuse with the two of them.
Uh huh.
She comes out to Rolling Stones magazine and talks about how much she's into S&M and all that. And
mm-hmm.
when I see that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff, it pisses me off because I'm not.
Why would it piss you off?
Let me tell you why. I'm not, and let me get this very clear, and make sure you listen, and don't go around people that listen, and or the haters like to listen and try to find something. Don't be trying to spin what I say. But at the end of the day, if you sit there and tell me that, you know, if you claim domestic violence, and I ever have to hear, I have to see a report coming out of your mouth claiming that you are into S&M, it is the most annoying thing in the world to hear. Because on one spectrum, we're supposed to get behind, you know, we're supposed to get behind you and go, oh, wait a minute, we can't let this allow this to happen. We don't want her to be abused. But then on the other token, you're into being abused when it comes.
Okay, wait, I see where you're going with this. I see where you're going with it. I think the incident that happened between him and her, he was really probably, you know, beating her ass and that shit. But, I mean, for her to say that she, what she say, something about, it's on her CD. I don't remember. Yeah, whips and chains, yeah. Okay, that's something else. Like, you know, like putting saddles on and having whips and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a sensuality people get out of it, maybe, like fetishes. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have shoe fetishes. They like shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on what you want. But that thing that happened between him and her where he dotted her eye up like that, I'm sorry, but that was domestic violence.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not. Oh, no, that's my whole point. I'm not saying it's not. My thing is this. I'm getting it clear. Not saying that's not domestic violence. I believe it's domestic violence around, the whole way around. But I'm saying this on this point. It does not sound cool to me to hear that, you know, after you became a can, you know, this person, someone got publicly ridiculed about you being abused.
Right.
You're into something that simulates being abused. You catch what I mean? I'm not saying there's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah.
What he did was clearly domestic violence without a
mm-hmm.
shadow of a doubt. But when you are into stuff that simulates domestic violence, that does not make any freaking sense to me. Why would you simulate something
yeah.
that you had a public outcry about? And then you not only that you talk about it in the Rolling Stones, you talk about it in the song that you ended it. So after that, it just doesn't sound good.
I don't know. Everybody's different, but I feel like that situation in general, and then for her to take him back, it's like, didn't they hook back up or something like that after the fact or something like that? I don't know.
That puzzle piece is so hard to figure out. That's like trying to figure out sit back and take a second for a minute. You know what I mean? Yeah, we don't judge, but isn't that what the whole point of this whole entire situation going on right now is about judging? Everyone is judging. We're pointing the finger at people and saying this, that, and the other. It is wrong. It is. I agree it's wrong, but we got to stop this double standard of when it's not wrong. Oh, it's not wrong. If we're having sex and you do that stuff, it's fine. You can do it to me then. No. F that. Don't be physical at all. If you ain't in the football field, you ain't boxing, you ain't doing none of that,
mm-hmm.
ain't revolving some type
mm-hmm.
of sport, don't abuse
mm-hmm.
any. Don't freaking do any physical like that. Because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm just so sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired. And for me, I'm a person, I am very playful.
That's abuse with
had,
anything, man. Right.
Right.
That's abuse with anything, like alcohol, food,
Exactly.
Excessive shopping, you know, spending beyond your means. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, abusive is not just physical. It's not just verbal.
I guess you point there too. I guess the key term you just use is excessive. It gets to a point of being excessive.
Right. When it's excessive, like gambling, you have an addiction, and that's when you need help, maybe, if that's what you want to seek, if it's becoming that big of a problem.
But it sounds weird, though. It sounds weird to say the fact that, you know, when is it still okay at all?
Weird is not bad, though.
Because, I would say, at the end of the day, it's not, it's still a, excessive. What exactly does, I mean, because the word violence is still in this somewhere. So what's the, I mean, either way, it's still violent. So it's confusing because when is it considered excessive?
It depends on the person, you know.
Only they would know
what would be considered excessive, because they're the excessor or the excessive.
It's a lot of realistic women that's out there saying this other point that I was making about guys being abused. A lot of them agree with me on that, because here's the thing: you're a guy. Step into my world for a second. Step into my world. You're a guy. A woman is coming at you in a very violent manner.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, what do? I'm going to teach you guys the City Jedi mind trick. If a woman is coming at you swinging, you got to restrain her in some type of way. And if it becomes a point where it's becoming a regular thing, like Monday Night Football, it's time to remove yourself from that situation.
It's time to rotate.
Because you don't need to be put in that point.
Not only him, but her. Like, you know, look, if you feel like you that mad that you need to swing on somebody, you need to walk away. Because that is excessive and that is a problem. And you have to acknowledge it and you have to tackle it. Because if you don't walk away, that they call the yin and the yang. When that yang build up and get to talking to you on the inside, it ain't no stopping it once that beast come out. You got to bring yin out like, hey, look, I'm going to keep this peace with you and keep it rolling. Just walk away. And I ain't got to say nothing.
Yep.
I don't owe you no explanation. I owe you nothing. Just, I need some time to myself. That's excessive, when you can't find yourself walking away.
This isn't necessarily violence, but kind of you talking about walking away and not explaining that. And this is what bugs me, going on to a side topic off of what you said. Don't you hate this when you tell somebody you gotta cool off, they often think that it's the end of the world, like you're super mad to the point that you put a turn to Dragon Ball Z and blow up the world.
That's why I meditate. But you know what? You have that ability on the inside. But
right. I mean, why
everybody
do
don't know
so
that.
Oh, why are you so mad? Like, if I don't like people get this confused. I explained this to a girl before. If I'm upset, I don't stay upset very long. Person allow me to let it pass, let it go, keep this moving to the next thing. I'm not going to be a lottie dottie dottie smiling all the time. It's just not. It's
but
just
that's
not
most
human.
Men anyway. Most men are that way anyway, and some men are not compassionate enough to understand that. Okay. Maybe listening to her would probably help the situation, but sometimes that don't help because we'll say something and be petty as hell, like, hey, you did that one time and bring a whole nother fight up into the situation. So it's like, walk away. I'm not talking to you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I mean, that's men and women. I mean, I find myself in the worst situations when I get to running my mouth, okay?
Mm.
So
you got a mouth for it.
And I'm gonna tell you what the fuck is gonna come out of it too. Believe that. But my thing is that we all have that struggle on the inside where, oh, I wanna, you know, you just wanna put hands on somebody because you be so mad. I know I have a real bad inside, like, ooh, I get mad. But me getting mad is just causing my own problems in health. You know what I mean? So why am I going to keep doing that and I can just walk away from the situation and keep my wealth, which is my well-being? You know what I'm saying? My peace of mind, if anything.
Right. You know another thing I think part of the problem is a lot of times we don't take mental illness serious enough.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Cuz, you want to say, man, we need to write a book. We need to write a book. That would be awesome.
That's
yo.
Part of the problem.
Go ahead. I'm listening. It is. It's a big part of a problem. And nobody wants to acknowledge it, and nobody wants to accept it, that genocide and eugenics is the biggest form of African-American distinction. Is that what they want to call it? Birth control and stuff like that? I didn't understand why certain religions didn't believe in birth control, but now I understand why. The lady who invented Planned Parenthood is the reason why.
Oh, don't get me started. That's when you're going to have another show get ready to get started.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. Oh, I had to give that a whole time show. I go on that. I'm gonna lose some friends after that.
It really would. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, people can't handle the truth, but it is what it is. And why the war it is? We are at war with each other because of light skin, dark skin. You know, they want to humiliate one to get better at another. You know.
I mean, me personally, I tell people all the time, I just don't really care. Because if you look at the track record of the women I've talked to, I really just don't care. I've talked to dark-skinned women, light-skinned women, ones in between.
I posted a picture the other day. People was like, ugh, see, I posted a picture of, like, a African woman in the desert with a white dress on. I thought the picture was pretty. It looked like a statue I had seen before, right?
Mm-hmm.
People was like, "Nah, she not pretty." And it's like everybody's, you know, like I said last week, everybody's vision of what beautiful is not the same. You know what I'm saying? So that may be your loss because you don't realize how beautiful it really is. You know what I mean?
Right. Like we always wanted to. It has to be the same. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. Definitely.
And I mean, for me, I just don't be caring, man. Fine is fine. I've talked today. I've talked to some really dark skinned women before, and I just didn't care. It was still fine. I was like, hey, that's all right. I that whole thing about what is this and that is that. No, it's all the same. It's all the same. All the other intangibles of stuff being a certain way, if you know what I mean, is on them. They ain't got nothing to do with the color of their skin. And don't go for all that black and the berry sweet and juice or, you know, light skinned girls do it better and all that. That's stupid. That is just so dumb.
That's so cool.
Like, no, it's not the case. Like, hey, y'all, I mean, I've complained nothing about none of them. Hey, y'all, just fine, man. And as a whole, man, we gotta learn to start embracing it and realize that we all are beautiful. Now, if a person is ugly on the inside, all right, I give you that. We can judge on ugliness. But let's not keep doing this because of the color of your skin. That determines on how good you look. That's the stupidest thing ever. And yeah, good God, the Seahawks might get the Redskins a chance to win. This is crazy. I know how I be multitasking over here, and it's my fellow. It's so much going on over here. I'm gay. Now, breast cancer awareness, man. I mean, today, not today at work, man. They tripped me. They were actually giving out ribbons, pink ribbons.
For
a project I started last year there, for people to put on the pin on their shirts. I keep mine on my name badge year round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how serious I take breast cancer awareness.
Okay.
And so I keep it on there year round. And it's great to see them take hold of that project again and get the ribbons out to people who might not have been exposed to it last year. So, you know, it's great to see them continue the project.
Right. That's awesome. Well, they're acknowledging your project, right?
Yes, it's acknowledging it and continuing growing. I mean, and that's what I was trying to instill to people. For me, man, yeah, of course, who doesn't want to make money? Who doesn't? Let's keep it 10,000. We're not saying nobody doesn't want to make money. But at the end of the day, y'all want to know what it is all about? Treat the people right. Because at the end of the day, you know, because a lot of times favor will, and other people, oh, this sounds so biblical right now. But no, favor will come into play for you a lot. People will look out for you and say, oh, okay, this person really did look out for me.
Right.
And then this great moment happened. And even if it's not direct with that person, the universe has had this way of having it to the good aura in it, and God will look out for you and pass some of that energy to you. When you do, when you treat the people right.
That is exactly how it works. Or is it?
That's exactly how it works, because I'm going to attest to it right now, today, and I was getting ready to get out for work, because, yes, people, I do work a regular job, too.
Okay.
So I was getting out for work today. It was so crazy, man. Like, I was getting ready to get off. They called me to the office. I'm like, God dang it, what they want to talk to me about? And I'm getting ready to leave. I'm ready to leave. It's time to go. It's time to watch Monday Night Football Countdown, and all that. And then they told me, you know, I got some bad news for you. Oh, what's the bad news? Oh, you got the job. So, you know, I got promotion today at work. Woo, woo.
Hey, congratulations.
It's a year.
Give me a couple dollars, cuz.
Feel free to clap, everybody. Feel free to clap.
Yay, give me a double dollar.
All right, I'll take a picture of one and then show it to you. There you go. Gotcha. Did that work? Okay, cool. Yeah, glad to know that worked.
I tell you, money grab.
So, yes, man, it was a blessing, man. And it just goes back into the fact of another thing, what I cannot stand, people who brown nose. I cannot stand brown nose. That's not going to get you emotion.
No, it's not. And you know what? The brown nose will always be the one to get you fat. I mean, it's
happened
to me.
They're the ones always a really good employee.
Like, I am a really good employee. Once I learned my job, don't get me wrong. I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot. Once I get on the job, once I learn what the position is and what it is that I need to do, tackle the mission and keep it rolling, right? I'm just trying to make some money like you. Why you mad at me? Because you over there trying to kiss ass and shit and you ain't really doing no work. You think, oh, I'm finna laugh and grin and ki-ki-ki in the motherfucker face. That's going to get you a promotion. Or it probably will, because y'all probably fucking on the cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my take on that. I'm not dropping my drawers for a job. And I know I'm willing and able to be competent enough to be able to fulfill a job and do what I'm supposed to. You know what I'm saying? That shit is ridiculous. But, hey, whatever floats your boat, Everybody's not the same.
Goodness, man. Tayo. Oh, my God. This picture is on Facebook. I just lost it.
What happened?
I'm going to need to go pray for myself for the rest of the day and just say the Lord is keep me from the bad thoughts of good, the good, bad thoughts I'm having right now. breathe.
Oh, my.
Girl,
lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. Good,
stay focused.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. So on that note, we're going to a song break because it's about that time. We have been chopping the bit. I do need to get a little bit of drink and drink because I'm over here thirsty. And I'm talking about not the thirsty like, ooh, we are looking at somebody fine thirsty. More like I'm thirsty. I need my throat's little parched. So we're going to fix that problem.
Yeah.
And you're going to come back after this track. Bye. My boy Tori Capone, it's the same old thing. We'll be back.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Trey. Very nice to meet you. Had to come and greet you. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chilling with your girls, having like they sharing ass. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we can make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, cause I'm good at reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replies, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old thing today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. Said first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a prince, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I know I'm misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, I'm in plus pain, and heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, I understand what you're going through. It's like this. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
All right, we're back. I was Trey Capone, same old thing, right.
Hello.
Here on Life That Does Live, How to Does Monday. Oh, man,
hold
man,
up,
man, man. We got
up,
about 15 minutes ago.
Hey,
about,
can, I
know,
make a, can I make a song request for next time?
Yeah. What's your song request?
I can. Man, I got some.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look, we got, I got DJ Mac Cron's song. This dude is so hot. I'm telling you, I'm like blown away. Like, I'm like a big House of Maddie fan. Like, you know, House Dancing, you know, Chicago, Footwork, you know, Percolate. Okay. Right, right. You know what I'm talking about. I was blown away when I heard this dude. I could just watch.
So you say you can dance? You know, you one of them people you can move a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the party starter. What you talking about?
What?
See, my thing is, I like to wait till ain't nobody on the floor, and I just start dancing, and then everybody start dancing. That's the best part. Don't nobody like to dance in the club no more. That's the problem. I'm the party starter.
It don't matter at
dude,
all.
Dude, I worked
me,
at the catering for years, dude.
I don't care. I don't care if people are on the floor, not on the floor. I'm a dance. I did that famous phrase. I swear that they watched me to inspire that phrase. They say, dance like nobody's watching. That's how I am. I dance like nobody is watching. I just don't care.
That's
I have
the
a
point.
Good time.
What's the point of caring if somebody watching? Because I like to dance. I mean, it's good exercise to me. I like
I do a little bit of everything. I can, you know, I got some foot. I got a little bit of foot because I'm tall and, you know, got a little bit of size on me. So people think that when the people first see me, they'll be throwing. But then people that know I can dance, and they be looking, man, that dude be working, man.
Right.
This dude, on Saturday, as a matter of fact, the DJ called me. He said, like, I remember last week. I've been supporting the ones because they support me so hard, and they really, when the spot shows you some love and the atmosphere is great, it just so electrifying to visit it frequently, especially when it's a mixed crowd, and you don't have to feel like, is it just a black club, or is it just a white club? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
People who got some goddamn sense who just want to have a good time.
Right.
And so.
And drink a little bit.
Yeah, they caught me. Matter of fact, he called me. I had like a little vest on. No shirt on there, so I had the arms out and all that. And he said like a dance instructor. He was just so freaking silly. He was like, man, he was like, my boy being like a dance instructor, man. He does everything. This week he called me Will Smith. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, man, your new nickname is Big Sexy. So, oh, Lord.
Okay.
I got my own style. You know. See, for me, I'll be tripping about that kind of stuff because I know he wasn't, like, checking for me. He wasn't saying, like, he was checking for me. And when you're in tune with your star player and being able to understand mm-hmm. that not everybody say something, it's all when a dude compliments you. It's not always mean that he's like saying, "Hey, yeah, oh, I think he's sexy." Like he tried to get at me. He was just being
right.
a little funny. But I understand what he was saying more so off the fact of just off a swag type of thing. You give off a type of swag to where it's a sexy thing to be able to just not care and just have a good time
right.
and have your own style. Because when it comes to me, it comes to my style. I keep it 10,000. I don't really get into the name brands. If people say what they want to say, ain't they out cheap? I know how to find the right stuff that looks good, and people still go, damn, what is that you have on? And it can be something that's very inexpensive. But I know how to put the right pieces together.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like I saw the little style you put on earlier on Facebook. I saw that you was... Over, oh, you're doing a little something. I see your peachy style. You doing it up.
What's that? What you talking about?
The one you were talking about, the UK one you were talking about?
The who?
Yeah, it was one you were like in, I don't know what store you were in, but you were like, UK or UK fashion or something. I'm going to go to your post right now.
Oh, get the London look.
Yeah.
Get the London
one.
Look.
Yes.
Remo London. What's that? Get the London look.
Yeah, you want to do a little sauce, a little something, something. You know.
Yeah, but the whole makeup job was done wrong because I was mad. I paid for that. It was too much makeup. It's too much makeup. Yeah.
I went, look, I had an event to do that night, right? So I'm like, I told the
right,
lady,
right.
I'm like, look, I went to the Mac counter. I said, look, hook me up, right?
Right.
He's like, I'm gonna hook your eyes. I'm gonna do this and do that. Man, she had me walk around looking like a hot ass mess to me. I don't wear that much makeup ever. Like the dark ass, I look like a fucking skeleton. But that's what they do in London, though.
I was seeing though. You want to delete it because I don't see.
It's fashion.
Oh no, it might.
It's
oh,
fashion.
You know what? I know what it is. It's on your fad page, ain't it?
Yeah, that's on like.
That's what. Okay, that's what I'm about to say. I saw it, so why do I not see it no more? Okay, now I know why. So I had to go here.
But see, it's also advertising for the shirt that I'm wearing because I made it. It was a Smoky World. It was a line, a clothing line, like a collection in my line of Star Moon Halo's Smoky World. And I was really advertising the shirt more than anything. So that's what that was about. And then I was in a department store, too. So that's kind of what inspired me, like, this is what
about,
I should be selling my product.
You got about 20 jackets on, but okay.
Yeah, I like jackets. I like to layer up.
I see. You got about 20 of them on.
I don't. It's just a jean jacket and a leather jacket. Call me the Fonz.
So you're inside. You inside. Not outside, inside.
I like jackets. My mama used to tell me up about my jackets to get the long sleeve.
All the jackets, I'm hot right now.
It was cold.
It's too hot.
It was a men's leather
jacket.
Oh my god, I'm still cute. I don't care what you talk about.
Oh man, y'all don't be. I'm coming for anybody. All right, so. Oh, no, but I said something about that one dude trying to give you the DJ, trying to roast me, and said, like, Will Smith. Speaking of which, Alfonso Ribeiro on tonight on Dancing the Stars, he actually did the Carlton dance tonight or for his dance. He was just, it's not unusual to be in love for anyone. So, yeah, he was getting it.
What?
Yeah, he was getting it, man. He was getting it. He was.
Right.
He was. He took it back. He took it back to Fresh Prince. He was like, man, I feel like what. This is what you know. You kidding? Because you know when Fresh was, and you know when there was an episode when the Carlton's getting ready to come up, you knew it was about to go to the next level, and that's
right.
How I felt.
Go to the next
and
level.
And he gave us some great instructions.
India, Scotty.
As far as how to best do the Carlton dance. He said the Carlton dance, the two main things you know about the Carlton dance is more about leading with the arms and bringing it all the way up.
That ain't
so
the Carlton dance. That's how white people dance for you.
That's the Carlton dance. That's what. He actually explained. He broke down the other
that's,
day.
You
where,
know what? That's probably
the
Carlton one thing
got started.
We stole from white people. Can I get a round of applause for that?
He did. He admitted that. He said the other day the Carlton dance got inspired by a Cyndi Lauper video. It was a dance that Cyndi Lauper was in his video.
Oh, everything.
And he mixed it up. It was something else. I forget what it was. And he added his own thing to it. And then that's what kind of made the dance happen.
I think that's the one.
So, yeah, he was getting it. I was watching, okay, so I got a damn tape now. I be getting it. But, speaking of this, you got to be all the dance topics now. I get crazy about talking about this. So, my crazy self, only I can make it turn any type of song to a Nae Nae song because I'm just that stupid. So, like the second, like the last song he played for the night was Shout. Did I tell you? Shout, put my hands up and shout. Come on now. So, wait, so here we go. Every time he says shout, I say yeet.
Not yeet. You know what? My daughter run around here saying that. I'll be like, you know what? Say it again.
Say it again. I dare
you. You know you make me.
I dare
you're like,
you
yeah, know you made me want
it.
You.
I dare you.
I'm killing it. It's like, hey.
Oh,
and then you know, a little bit started now. I was going low with it, still jigging and stuff. I mean, man, hey, ain't nobody stopping me. Hey, no stopping me now. We're on the groove. Okay, all right. Make sure I get the jiggers.
I'm trying to check out this mix that you done dropped on my page.
I got a lot.
I posted my
whole link, so you just go there and just kind of just listen. I got to put out number four pretty soon. I'll drop number four sometime this month. Dang, they like the score again. Darn it. They were doing so good.
I'm going to check them out. Boy.
Yeah, I think you listened to my most recent one. My most recent one, man, that one is, that one's pretty deep.
I didn't know you made mixes, but that's what's up. I do them.
I DJ too. One of my main things, I'm just a man of many hats.
The DJ has to be the shit. Like, I would go out just for the DJ. I promise I would. Like, people don't do that no more. People used to go out for the DJ, not for the artist that was coming to the club, not to pop no bottles and shit. You really went to the club for the DJ because the DJ keeps
You know why they don't do that as much anymore? Because a lot of
the DJ
don't
even matter. It's like, at all. They've lost the whole art form. Like, they used to scratch and do all that other stuff, but yeah, that was cool. But man, if you know how to play
scratch,
songs and just keep it going,
that's the best part of my life. Even if they don't scratch is don't necessarily bother me because everyone has a different style. Type of scratching that bothers me. It's more so to where they just don't really have fun with it. And like when I'm DJing, I'll play anything. I'm like, I'll make anything come out of nowhere and throw it back to somebody. You're like, man, I ain't heard that in a while. And that's how we should feel. It should be like an adventure when we hear your music. It shouldn't be the same thing. You're just playing what you think that we want to hear. Oh, I'm just going to play all the hot new stuff so I can stay. No, have fun with it. Play the new stuff. Know how to work stuff in there. That's how you work in an independent artist. You got to know how to spin the stuff in there right.
Don't play something super new and then go back all the way to something super damn old. And it's like, what? Oh, my God.
Now,
I hate being on a dance floor and I have to stop in the middle of dancing because the song we then switched over to something. And it's like, you just killed my whole vibe. Like, dang.
I can make anybody. I got a game I have to play. I bet you I can make every girl here twerk at any point in time in this club. Even if they want to act funny, I can make them want to twerk at some point in time. Even if they want to be funny, but they don't want to. They gonna want to twerk after they hear. Hey, that one player, one song is gonna get them up and go. They gonna get up.
Yep.
I know the stuff, and I know when. You got to study. Because people don't do it. They don't read the crowd.
I own it. You know,
Another thing, go to other clubs. Pay attention to other DJs. You're not necessarily, don't mean you're jocking their style. Pay attention and kind of work stuff around.
How you jocking another DJ style? That's retarded anyway. Cause
you can scout other people and see how they work a crowd, and then you know do it your own type of way because you work because just because you learn how they work a crowd don't mean it's gonna work the same way for you. You just learn how to just more so on the effectiveness of what they do, not what they play.
Yeah.
Some people try to play the same type of stuff, same thing you play, but they don't do it with that tenacity to where they really make you feel it. I'm one of the ones where I DJ and then I'll get out on the floor and dance in the middle of the dance floor out of freaking nowhere. They'll be like, wow, I turned the DJ booth into his own party. It'd be people party and it turned to a party in the DJ booth. I'm one of the people. It's got to be fun all around. Don't do none of that stuck in the mud crap. All right, let me go ahead and do this. I'll give out these scores because if I don't, I might as well slap myself. And I need y'all to figure out how y'all going to stop them. Man, we got freaking sack him already. Oh, my God. Y'all let them get 19 yards. Okay. So that was what we get ready to go into next is the freaking football scores. And I just saw that, and this is messing up more. I'm going to get ready to do in a second. I'm not feeling it. Yeah, they quit doing that. I just need one of these on my teams. But my team plays against one of these teams next week, and I need to see a good showmanship. All right, y'all know what's up. All right, so let me give you the scores. I'll do it the quick route. Let me time myself. We're going to see if I can do it in, let's go for two minutes or less. Let's try it. All right, so we got Minnesota Vikings. They lost again brutally, 10-42 against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers was showing out on them. Then you got the Panthers made a comeback in the last week. They got their behind beat. They end up beating Chicago 31-24. The Buffalo Bills beat Detroit 17-14. The Colts beat the Ravens, and it was a very surprising win. Torrey Smith effed up, and he could have saved the game, and win may go to overtime, but the Colts won 20-13. The Steelers beat the Jaguars, which is not surprising. The Jaguars suck. 17-9, 37-31 in the Saints versus the Bucs game, which, by the way, let me let y'all know the Buccaneers had a chance to win this one because this happened in overtime. The Giants, 30-20 against the Falcons. The Falcons, man, just because y'all had hard knocks don't mean y'all got hard knocks. the Eagles, 34-28 against the Rams. The Browns, man, pulled a surprising win against Tennessee, 29-28. The Denver beats the crap out of Arizona, 41-20. The Chargers do a blowout on the Jets. The Jets only get the score, 31-0. 22-17, the 49ers at the Chiefs. The Patriots put on a clinic last night, 43-17 against the Bengals. The Seattle-Washington game is still currently going on, which score at the current point of time is Seattle 17, Washington 7. And then, obviously, my team for last. Yes, your Chicago Bears did get beat. Just reminds you of that. Obviously, my team for last, the Dallas Cowboys, 20-17. We're 4-1. For all the haters out there, take a seat. 4-1. We got to play against the Seahawks next week, which I'm watching right now. Paying attention because we got to play them next week. All right, so SK, Susie, what's your final words you want to say, you know, before we get on out of here? You got any final thoughts you want to leave us with?
Final thoughts I want to leave y'all with is keep doing you, and don't let nobody else tell you not to. And that's the word for my sponsor.
Okay. Good. All right, y'all. I remind y'all, y'all miss any parts of the show, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/CedDJ, CEDDY, letter J. Listen to all the shows there. And also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and I have all the shows listed there on the Beyond Pod app as well. And you can listen to shows there. And, of course, you can't forget about DustSpot.com. That is the grandpapa of all the brands. You can check us out there. And, heck, we roll on out, everybody. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Over there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J, and my special guest called to get first. Took a week running. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be out. Peace.
Peace.